This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Thousands of children are still separated from their parents under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Dallas trauma therapist Jennifer Wolf Williams works with immigrant families. She's here to talk about the psychological impact of separation on families. Jennifer Wolf Williams, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of problems can crop up in kids who experience long-term separations from their parents, especially considering many don't even know where their parents are?
Let me tell you a little bit about one girl who was in that position. I usually work with adults, but that day I had a little girl in my counseling office. And so if you can imagine, she's sitting in a chair that's far too big for her. Mostly I see the top of her head. When I'm asking questions, she's pretty quiet, maybe gives a whispered monosyllabic answer. But finally, she looks up at me, and I just see tears. I mean, her eyes are just filled with tears. She's trying to hold them there, and they're just pooling in her eyes, and finally she lets them spill. And she doesn't know where her daddy is. He's somewhere in ICE detention, and that's all she knows. She hasn't been able to connect with him. And they left because of threats to her life. These were parents protecting children. But here she is now separated from parents.
In this kind of situation, what remedial path can be taken other than sit around and wait?
It's pretty limited. It's not really a place during that traumatic period. There's not much space to help from the outside. And I don't have access to children in detention, so I don't know what that is like for them, but I can only imagine that they're not going to start healing until after that's over.
What kind of impact does this have on the mental state of parents?
It's devastating. Often when I talk to parents who no longer have access to their children, don't know where their children are, they're suicidal. If they don't know whether they're going to be reconnected with their children, they don't know whether they want to live. And I need to say, too, that this has been happening for a long time. Family separation isn't new. What's new is the deliberate infliction of family separation. So it happens with refugee families sometimes if they don't have the right paperwork to stay as a family unit. It happens all the time with asylum seekers because they may send one family member, one parent, to cross the border first and try to create the legal means to bring in the children and the mother. Usually it's the father who will do this. And they don't realize that it's going to take years before they can get an immigration hearing date. And so during that years-long separation, my job is really difficult. Sometimes I do have access a lot of the time to those who are in waiting for their immigration hearings. It's difficult because I'm providing a trauma therapy for the initial trauma, which is usually a life-threatening situation in the home country. At the same time, there's this ongoing trauma of being separated from children who may still be in harm's way, and the parent doesn't know whether the children are okay from day to day. They may not have good communication. So how do we facilitate healing for someone from the original trauma when they're going through a new set of traumatic events just by being here trying to get their family in?
What's the toughest thing about getting your mental balance back after trauma like this?
Oh, absolutely. The toughest thing is the fact that trauma is ongoing. So there's the initial trauma event, and then there's the years-long process of gaining the stability of knowing that you can be here and you can stay. That takes many years. When I'm working with someone who has gone through life-threatening situations for themselves or their children, and now they're here working on trying to feel okay and heal, part of the job of a trauma therapist normally is to say, let's help you learn that you're safe now. And if their children aren't safe now, they definitely aren't safe now.
Is there a specific family that kind of illustrates how tough this problem is?
I'm thinking about a mother. I just watched her collapse in tears, just drop down into a fetal position and sob. I knew her story, and when she finally did talk again, that was what she was thinking about, was, I don't know where my children are, I don't know if they're safe, and I don't know if I want to keep living.
Are there lessons here for any parent who might be facing a prolonged family separation?
I don't know, except I know that sometimes parents will still make that decision to come because of the threats to their child's life. if the parent is faced with, I might lose custody of my child or my child might be killed here, then I can't imagine having to make that choice, but some parents do.
Jennifer Wolf-Williams is a trauma therapist. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.